talk about on Radio Kerry.
Good afternoon and you're very welcome to Monday's Talk About. It is Amber Galway here with you this afternoon. I hope you're all in very good form and had a lovely weekend. Speaking of the weekend, actually a big group of us attended the AIMRO Radio Awards in Kilkenny on Friday night, and I just wanted to say a huge congratulations to my colleagues. We came home with 6 awards on the night for excellence in radio. Huge congratulations, of course, to Deirdre Walsh, who won gold in the Interactive Speech Programme category for The Curious Case of the Dog and the Streetlight, which, of course, was broadcast here on Talk About earlier in the year. As well, there was also gold awards won by Yulia Ryabova, who won the Gay Byrne Newcomer of the Year award, as well as JJ O'Shea, who took home gold for the Specialist Music Broadcaster. Niamh Daly receives the Silver Award for New Moves, and Heritage Hunters, which is a series produced by Elaine Kinsella with Kerry County Museum, took home a bronze award. And Radio Kerry also won silver for the local station of the year. So well done to everyone. It was a huge achievement and a very good night indeed. We're still talking about it here in the newsroom all morning. Anyway, I hope you'll stay tuned with us here on Radio Kerry between now and 3 o'clock, because we've lots coming up on the show this afternoon. We'll be talking to a Killarney woman who has overcome breast cancer, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, as I mentioned, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Killarney woman Marie Shannon has overcome breast cancer. She was diagnosed over 2 years ago now, and she joins me now to speak about her journey through detection to treatment and to hearing that she was cancer-free. Marie, thank you for joining me on the show.
Hi, Amber.
It's lovely to have you here. So you were diagnosed with breast cancer after a routine mammogram. So it must have come as an awful shock to you. I suppose take us back maybe to that moment and how you felt.
Yeah, I suppose I had the mammogram in May, and then kind of the end of June, I got the call back maybe 2 weeks before the end of June. So I went back up to Cork and it was a shock. I had gone up for the call back, assuming that I'd be there for maybe an hour, 2 hours, and then it was going on to 4 hours, and they had done the routine, another kind of more detailed mammogram, and then I needed biopsies, so they did biopsies, and there was something in both breasts, so I got called back the following week. I suppose that was around the 3rd of July, and myself and my husband came back to that, and they told me then that I had cancer not just in one but in two breasts, which was the shock really. I suppose by then I had kind of an idea, because the surgeon had said to me the first day that he wasn't happy with whatever he'd seen in the left breast, but it turned out to be in both breasts.
Okay, and shocking, because you didn't have any symptoms in advance of this.
No, absolutely not, and probably fitter than I'd been in my life, because I had been walking and more than I'd ever done. I'd retired a couple of years before, so I had more time kind of for myself then. Yeah.
After getting a diagnosis like that, especially as we say when you'd no symptoms, and the fact that it was in both breasts as well, which sounds like it might be unusual, maybe that you know you wouldn't hear of it as often maybe as well. It must have been devastating for you, and an awful journey, I suppose, because you're probably thrown straight away then into, like, you know, what comes next or what does happen next.
That's exactly it, Amber, because you go from being fit and healthy and not going to the doctors at all, and then you're in a system where you're going for surgery, you're going for chemotherapy, radiotherapy. It kind of throws you out of your life completely. Mm. And I suppose at that time, my two children were away, so my daughter Alice was in Asia. She went the day before I got my diagnosis, and she was gone for 6 weeks, and my son was gone to South America for 6 months. So, like, myself and my husband made the decision we could tell nobody until they were back, and we told them. So we were both, like, it was the two of us kind of together just for those 6 weeks. I've plenty of friends, and I know I'd have got so much support from them, but we just couldn't, I couldn't tell them. So then I suppose that was the start of July, the middle of July, the surgeon brought me in. I had two lumpectomies. He removed both tumours, and then I suppose you're waiting then, because they inject a dye into you, and that dye is picked up by the lymph nodes, and he checks the lymph nodes then during surgery. They removed the first two lymph nodes under each arm, and thankfully they were clear, so it was confined to the breast tissue.
Okay. And in terms of that, you had the lumpectomy. What other treatment did you have then, Marie?
So then, at kind of the middle of August, I suppose, I had to go back again, because he just wanted to be 100% sure that there was no cells left in the skin. He felt if there was any left, there could be some in the skin in the left breast, but it was fine. But he went back and he did more surgery. So then I met with the oncologist, because up to that point, I wasn't sure whether I needed chemotherapy or not, because it was early stages, you know, caught early and all that, which is brilliant. So they sent away the tumour for oncotyping, and depending on the levels, you need chemo or you don't. And I suppose my tumour was also a grade 3, which is the most aggressive kind of tissue for growing. So they said I needed chemo. So I had 12 sessions of chemo between September and December. And then in that time, I was being mapped as well for radiotherapy. I needed 20 sessions of that. So
it's grueling, isn't it, the treatment, I suppose, for someone maybe that hasn't been through it. Could you describe maybe the impact it has, I suppose, both physically but mentally as well, because it's such a stressful and worrying time. And I suppose you don't really know what's ahead because you haven't been through it before as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, you're dealing with the physical for the first while. So you're dealing with the surgery, the impact of the surgery, recovering from the surgery, then the chemo. You're dealing with the chemo. It's like you're dealing with the active treatment at the time. And I was very focused, I suppose, even from the day that I got the diagnosis. It was like straight away I was into, right, this needs to be done. So you're dealing with that. So when I went for the radiotherapy, I went on the CareyLink bus, and the support I got there was just unbelievable. I realised at that point I needed more contact with people who had been through the journey, or I needed more support, and I went to Recovery Haven after. But like in Recovery Haven, they say, which is so true, you don't know it at the time, but it's like once the physical journey is done, it's then your emotional side catches up. And yeah, I definitely needed support then. I didn't get down about anything. I just felt, you know, you just feel out of kilter. It's like you're on a different path for a while, but bit by bit you get support and you come back onto your own path again.
And having that support, I can imagine, is so vital, because you mentioned it was just yourself and your husband, who you were very lucky to have as well, to support you during it at the time.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's nice to talk to people who've actually been through it, because they get it as well. And no matter how much someone that loves you maybe wants to support you, I suppose they don't know exactly what to do, maybe because they haven't been through it as well. So it's good to have, I suppose, both sides of the support,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, yeah. I mean, the people you love will do anything for you. My friends, once they heard, they, you know, they couldn't do enough. But it's just that piece where you're out of kilter. And, you know, people are so delighted that you're coming through it and you're looking well and all that, but you don't necessarily feel well. And it was like on that bus, we just gelled. It was like that support was there for each other, even if we never mentioned the word cancer, but we just knew we were on the same journey.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. You mentioned earlier as well, Marie, that this came about as part of a routine mammogram, and we said you had no symptoms. So hugely important that you actually went to that appointment and that it was caught, because it obviously gave you that earlier detection, I suppose, because if had you waited for symptoms, it could have been a different story.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I've heard other people saying this. It's like, oh my God, you know, when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, should I have found something? But even the surgeon said I wouldn't have found it. It was not, like, by the time I would have found it, and it was a grade 3, which meant that the cells are growing quicker. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the impact would have been on my body. And, you know, even the level of treatment, I know even at an early stage you go through a level of treatment. But I think for me, if you have an early diagnosis, there's huge hope mm-hmm. there. You know, it keeps you going through whatever treatment you're going through. But I would recommend for everybody that gets that letter to just, you know, mm-hmm. I know people, I don't know why people don't go. Like, it's 70%. Uptake of the people that are being called for breast check. So I don't know why the 30% don't go, and I know people are busy and all that, but I would just say you owe it to yourself to go away and get an early diagnosis.
Yeah, no, that's a really that's a really important message, because as you said, especially when there's no symptoms, I suppose you might be inclined to maybe put something off a little bit.
Yeah.
But even we hear stories of a lot of people who do have those symptoms and they're worried, you know, I suppose straight away you feel maybe a lump or something and you think the worst. But going to the doctor and just getting that advice, you know, we dread, I suppose, to hear the word cancer, you know, there's such a terrible connotation for obvious reasons, I suppose, associated with even the gruelingness of the treatment as well as you've described there. But going to that appointment or going to your doctor, making the first step to get help, it could have a huge impact on your life and it could save your life ultimately.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I suppose there's so many people that are diagnosed later that, you know, it's so hard on them and families. You know, I think just the earlier, if I would recommend people go to the breast check. I had a friend who was too young for breast check and she passed away in 2015, and that just, you know, if she had that opportunity, she would have had a longer life, you know.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. Yeah. You finish your treatment now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on a tablet for 5 years. So mine was estrogen and progesterone, sensitive. So they've to take away any estrogen or progesterone from your system. So that's a tablet for 5 years. And that's it really, which is good.
And you are cancer free now as well, which is important to mention.
Yeah,
and I suppose I can't imagine the sense of relief or the feeling when you hear those words. It must be just amazing.
Absolutely, yeah, to be told that. And I mean, it's down to everyone, all the medical teams that you meet along the way, you know, the surgeons, the medical oncologists, the radiotherapy oncologists. It's such a huge relief to get that. I'm a big family person and we do lots of stuff together, and it's just, you know, it's the icing on the cake to know that I'm cancer free.
Absolutely, yeah. It certainly is. And obviously October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and how important is it for you as someone who's been through the journey and who's, I suppose, heard those dreaded words but has made it through the other side, you know, gone through the treatment, come out and can now say I'm cancer free and I've survived it, I've been through it. How important is it for you to be able to share your story and I suppose just make other women aware, because unfortunately cancer is affecting women of all ages now, breast cancer included.
Yeah, I wanted to give something back to the Irish Cancer Society because they were so good, you know, they're the leaflets, their support for people, all the research that they do. And I suppose I wanted to give something back to them, and I contacted them and said, look, if they wanted my story. And they were saying it's a positive story because, like, the cancer was got early, down to breast check alone, because I definitely wouldn't have been caught in time, I feel, without breast check. And I can't get the message out there strongly enough for people to go on and, you know, go and make an appointment with breast check, or if they feel any lumps, or not to be afraid, because, like, the breast cancer treatment, and there's such resources put into that because of the amount of people that do get breast cancer. So, yeah.
And you mentioned the Irish Cancer Society there, and I suppose the support that they're given in terms of just giving people information, like through the leaflets, I suppose.
Well,
they're invaluable, aren't they? And it's great to have them, because that's who you need to turn to in a time of crisis. You need someone that can provide you with the information that you need, because it's hard and you've enough going on as opposed to going looking for it for yourself and making sure you're getting the right information of where you're looking as well.
That's exactly it, because if you Google, you know, you're going to terrify the life out of yourself. So even to Google and go onto the Irish Cancer website, they have so much information, and it's the right information. It's researched and it's evidence-based, and, you know, you couldn't go to a better place.
No, absolutely. And just before we finish up, I know that the Irish Cancer Society as well have nurses going out and about in the next kind of couple of weeks, as well, throughout October, really, around the county. And one of their nurses, Michelle, will be in Pinnies and Killarney on October 13th. So that is this day week, I think, actually. And I can imagine you probably encourage people to go in and chat, because I think she's there just to talk about the signs and the symptoms, but also to explain to people how to do a breast self-check as well, because that's so important too. So it's fantastic that they have these people on the ground, isn't it, to talk to people and just to educate us all, because we need it.
We do. And I think, you know, how the breast check covers people from 50 to 70, like anybody younger than that, it's so important that they are checking their breasts regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody like Michelle will speak to them about that. And also on the Irish Cancer website, they have detailed information on how to check your breasts.
And as we said, you're cancer free now, Marie. Do you just look forward to the future? I suppose, and live every day to its best now, given what you've been through.
Absolutely. I know that I've done a few things this year that I wouldn't have done. You know, the pre-cancer diagnosis, my husband's brother was in Singapore and he was going out to Singapore, and I was saying, yeah, go on away. And then I went to Singapore last year, and, you know, I wouldn't have done that, or, you know.
But isn't it great? It gives you maybe a new lease on life, and I suppose you do things that you mightn't have done before, which is fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. It just gives you a different outlook. And I mean, less things bother me. You know, there's no point getting stressed about things. Just enjoy your life. And I spend plenty of time, ourselves and our children have great fun together. So, you know, that's so important.
It certainly is. Well, look, thank you, Marie, for coming in and for sharing your story, because I can imagine it's difficult to talk about, but it's really important to get it out there. So thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
That was Marie Shannon from Lissavigheen in Killarney speaking to me there. And what an inspiring story, and so great to hear that she is in the full of her health again. But I'm very brave to share her story and to keep us updated, I suppose, as to how important it is to keep up to date with those mammograms and get that early diagnosis if there is something sinister going on. Have you a view on what she had to say? Do let me know. You can call us. It's 066 712 3666, or you can send us a text or a WhatsApp. It's 083 300 3300. You can also email talkabout@radiokerry.ie. Time for a quick break now, back after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. For an unforgettable dining experience right in the heart of Killarney, book your Kitty's experience and look forward to great food in a warm, friendly atmosphere at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.